I'm with Trudy Peterson from Fountain Seek. Trudy, you know, we can see Carmarthen, and it's sort of bustling today, but you can also see around the edges it's creaking and it's struggling a bit. Speaking to the buskers down there that have come in and you've organised this today, they were saying, you know, it needs this life, it needs this kind of entertainment and to be attractive enough and appealing enough for other people to come in to Carmarthen and enjoy a day listening to this stuff and seeing these. You know, we've got the Disney princesses behind and so on. I know it's done with Ymlaen Llanelli in the bid, but does Carmarthen need to do more of this?
Can I just clarify where it came from first? Okay. So this was set up by us as traders.
Yeah.
We started a traders organisation last September, October time, because we were quite fed up with not being included in things that were happening elsewhere in the town. We felt very much out on a limb up here.
Yeah.
So we started the traders organisation. We've now got over 70 members of the traders organisation. We started a public Facebook page.
Is it free to join? Or?
And if you've got a business within the top of the town, so King Street, Queen Street, Hall Street, Jackson's Lane, any of those areas, if you have a business, you can join the traders group. There's also a public page, which is Carmarthen Old Town Shopping and Events.
Right.
And that's for the public. Anything we put on will be on there.
Yeah.
So we only started really just before Christmas.
Right.
We're all doing this in our spare time.
Yeah.
Spare time? I'm going to spare time. So we're doing this voluntarily. We're not paid for it.
Yeah.
We put this event on because we wanted to have something exciting happen in the arts quarter, which is what we are.
Yeah.
We've had partial funding from the bid and partial funding from Local Motion.
Right.
It's been well supported by the Town Council, who helped us with partial road closure and licences.
Right.
But actually, the organisation, all of the booking, everything like that has been the traders.
Yeah.
And we've had the most fantastic turnout. And actually, if I look at my terribly complicated spreadsheet, which is very well battered by now, I can tell you what we've had on in total.
So there's plenty on today for people to come down, like musicians and street entertainers.
This is the second day now. So we've had, this morning we've had violins, we've got crafts workshops running all day,
right.
We can make festival headdresses. We've got Portrait Artist of the Year in two different spots.
I saw the portraits of Gillian Welsh up there and those things, and Dali, they were incredible.
We have portraiture taking place in St Peter's Hall and down the bottom up until 1:30.
Yeah.
Those portraits will go into an exhibition which will be launched in 2 weeks' time at Oro Bevan-Jones. We've got dance workshops, so we've got Learn to Salsa, Learn to Jive. We've had four of those, all free. We've had flash mobs, we've got a fancy dress parade, we've got our princesses who are going to be leading that. We've got the most fantastic saxophonist. A lot of these are people that are either customers of ours or that we know personally, because we're quite sort of connected in this area.
So the aim is to breathe life into the town, is it?
We want life brought to these streets, particularly this end of town, because this end of town is the arts quarter. It's was thriving.
Well, it looks fine. You know, it does look wonderful to have the roads closed here now and see these people wandering up down the street. And it's got a feel to it, hasn't it?
The other thing that's really important is to change the narrative.
Yeah.
Because I'm on social media a lot and I get fed up with, King Street, back in the day it was thriving. Yeah. Oh, it's terrible and dead.
Change it now.
We need to change that narrative, make it positive, do things. Come up here, shop, and the other thing I forgot to mention, we've got our golden ticket scheme.
Right.
If you spend £10 in any of the participating businesses up here, you could win one of 10 £100 vouchers and one of 10 £50 vouchers to spend up here.
Yeah.
We are pushing the boat out for this, and we want more of this kind of thing.
Well, Trudy, many thanks for speaking to us and explaining how it all works, but it looks fantastic, it sounds fantastic. And all I can say is more power to your elbow, really. Thank you.
And I would have dressed up, but I've run out of energy.
Don't worry. Thank you.